And good morning. This is Ask the Expert with Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. If you have any questions for our expert, just give us a call right now at 462-2511. And good morning. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. That means it's time to Ask the Expert. Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware, our Thursday expert. He's in every week talking about technology, talking about the problems that you may have with technology and the fun ways that you can be helped by technology. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Brad.
Well, it is another great Thursday morning, and you said that this is going to be the new things show. Great thing about technology is there's always something new, exciting, the latest and greatest always coming out.
Yeah, last week was awesome. Apple and Microsoft came out and announced new products that they have. A lot of them are going to be lighter, thinner, faster, of course. It's just very much enhanced with their products and new things coming out. So it was a pretty exciting week last week when both of those companies announced new products.
All right, let's start a little bit with Microsoft. A lot of people have probably heard it was on the news. A lot of the news networks had something about it. Windows 8 came out. Now, tell me what is so different between Windows 7, which a lot of people have, and Windows 8.
Yeah, the big thing is with Windows 8, you're going to get a whole different new startup type screen, a new style. They have embraced a new tile system. It's called the Metro system, where a lot of your apps or programs, things are arranged in tiles. So it's kind of aesthetically aesthetically, it looks really nice and beautiful, and everything's all tiled. So it's the navigation's fairly easy on that part. Now, it's just totally going to be different. So if you're a Windows 7 person and you're looking to upgrade to Windows 8, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve to understand it and navigate through it, but I think once people get used to it, they'll probably enjoy it.
All right, so there's this new way of looking at it once it starts up, but do all the things that people are used to still run on it fine? Does Word still run on it? Does the internet and email still work the same way?
Yes, it does. Yep. Anything that you've ran on Windows 7, Windows 7 compatible, is going to run fine on Windows 8.
Okay, so there's a new look, which is probably the biggest change for most people, but otherwise, things are going to run fine. Your pictures are still going to work. Your movies, your music, everything like that is still going to work.
Yeah, everything's going to work fine. And when you do an upgrade on that, you have the option to keep those types of things. Or if you wanted to start fresh, you can do that too. So when you do own a Windows 8 upgrade, they do have various options that you can choose. So if you do want to keep the programs that you are running and want to make sure that they do work, they will be fine if they are Windows 7 compatible.
Okay. Are there some other changes that we should probably know about just beyond it looks a little different when it starts up? Are there things between Windows 7 or even Windows XP and Windows 8 that are going to be major improvements to the way that you use a computer?
Well, I think another big thing is they're really into this cloud integration. So I know we've talked about on Apple's side, they've got the iCloud. Well, Microsoft has their own cloud integration, so everything that you have, you know, you got your preferences, your bookmarks, and, you got your files, all those things, and your logins for, like, your Windows Hotmail account, for email and other programs like Facebook. They're all going to be they're going to be tightly integrated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these companies are all about now, is making sure that your experience is seamless and everything's all tied together, again, to, like, an email or anything like that. So logging into your email and getting all your updates and everything like that's going to be a lot easier to do around with Windows 8.
So it is going to eliminate that stack of post-it note that you've got in your drawer that has all those little passwords. It's going to remember that a little bit better and keep everything a little more in one place.
Yeah, again, the integration, the seamless integration is what they're going after. And again, with Windows 8 and that integration, they've got a tablet that they've made. So you can go back and forth with your computer or your portable tablet device.
All right, so it keeps all of your stuff in all places, effectively.
Yeah, And another thing also about Windows 8 is if you guys are familiar with the start button in the desktop, they mm-hmm. still do have that. You can get to that point. It's just this new style is where you're going to start now.
All right. So when you first start up, you're not going to see that familiar start button that's been there in Windows 98, Windows XP, Vista, Windows 7, everything up to this point, that's going to be gone. But everything's still going to be there. It's just going to look different, and maybe you'll have to click a few different things to get there.
Yeah, it may be a frustrating experience, and a lot of early reviews have had that. But you know, once you stick with it and get used to it, I think going from Windows 7 to Windows 8, you'll eventually get to a point where you will be satisfied with it. It's just it's totally something new, and it's just like anything else. Anything new, you just got to get used to it.
All right, and you have to evaluate and see if the new thing is the right thing for you. This has only been out, what, a week, Thomas?
Yeah, since last Friday is when they announced it.
All right, so this is something that is brand new, and you can always take a while and evaluate whether you want to upgrade. What about people, Thomas, that excuse me, that want to do the upgrade, that have looked at this and say, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do it. How hard is it to upgrade the computer that you've got to Windows 8 to do the newest thing?
Yeah, with Windows 7, it's going to be, for Windows 7 users, it's going to be a seamless experience. It's going to be a lot easier than XP. Windows XP, any programs or files, it will erase. So if you are going from XP to Windows 7, just make sure you got the system requirements. Just make sure that you do back up your files and have those program disks with you if you want to reinstall those programs. But one of the things you can do is go to Microsoft's website and go to their Windows page, and they've either got a place where you can order the disk for $69.99 mm-hmm. or you can download it from their website for $39.99.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's really not an expensive thing. A lot of people in the past, buying Windows has been a little pricier proposition.
Yeah, and another cool thing also, which is nice, is for those that just bought their computers, maybe I don't know what the time frame is, but if they bought it just before the announcement, or again, there's always currently Windows 7 machines out there right now, and you do want the Windows 8 upgrade, you can get that also. You're not out of the loop on that. You'll get it even cheaper. They do have a program. It's $15 to upgrade to it. So again, in the time frame that you bought your new machine, you might be able to get that upgrade for $15.
All right. So there's some probably terms and conditions that you have to check with Microsoft on that to see if you're eligible and all that good stuff, to see if you're within that window where you can do it for $15.
Yeah. You just may need your proof of purchase. And again, I don't know what the exact time frame is of, what date that starts and what it ends, but that's something that we'll probably put on our website and our Facebook page to let those customers know that they may be eligible.
All right. Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware joining us this morning. It's the New Things Show. Big announcements from both Microsoft and Apple this past week. We've been talking about Windows 8, the brand new operating system, the next generation in using your computer with Microsoft. Thomas, we don't want to leave out those Apple fans. They also had some big announcements last week regarding some of their computers. Tell us what Apple did.
Yeah, the big one that they've done is a revision of their all-in-one computer called the iMac. It is very, very, very thin. I haven't seen it live yet, but the pictures that people have posted up, getting the exclusive preview of it, I think they were saying it was about, the screen-wise, was 5 millimeters thin. So that
from front to back on the
screen,
five millimeters.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw in the specs. Again, I'm not for sure, but it is very thin. And one of the things they did was they took the DVD drive out, so that completely made it really thin. Also,
okay, so the whole thing is very thin. It's going to be one of those situations where you look at it and think it may just be a monitor, but no, it's the entire computer.
Yeah, it is the entire computer. So that's the big thing. They shrunk it down size-wise, just made it really thin. And, of course, they've made it faster, and they've improved the screen also. What I've read on the screen is it's got 75% less reflection than the previous one. I know with the glossy screen, LED screens, those can, if you get a lot of sunlight in a beaming onto it, you know, you may see reflection on it, but they've eliminated that 75%. That's a pretty good percentage wise of taking that reflection off.
That does sound like a great thing. I'm not sure if it's just sunlight or, you know, sometimes that lamp from the desk or whatever glares on your computer. That's one of those small little things that is really cool.
Yeah, and the way they infused it, I'm not going to get into it, but the way they infused the parts to the screen and the whole enclosure of the computer is really cool. They couldn't do it regular welding wise. It was I forgot what exactly it was called, but it has to deal with molecules and fusing that two pieces of aluminum together to make that computer.
All right, so very cool technology going into those new iMacs as well. What does it mean as far as somebody that's looking at maybe one of the older iMacs, one of the current models up until last week, or these brand new ones that are, I don't even think, shipping yet?
Yeah, they haven't shipped yet. The new ones for the 21.5-inch, they come in different sizes. The 21.5-inch screen size will be coming in early November sometime, and the 27-inch is coming in December. But the previous ones, those are actually on sale right now, if we have them, you know. Stock is getting really low on those, but you can save up to $100 on those. And nothing wrong with them. They're still in the box. They just, again, when they announce new things, you just got to get rid of the previous generation of computers.
All right, so those are on sale. Like Thomas said, if they still have them, going fast out of Computer Hardware. And I forgot to ask, going back a little bit, the Windows 7 and the Windows 8, you said that you still have Windows 7 computers. Do you yet have in the store those Windows 8 computers, or is it just too new because they just announced them last week?
Yeah, right now it's too new since they announced it. So we do still have Windows 7 machines. So again, if you're you may get the best of both worlds. If you just want to ride Windows 7 right now, and you can still, again, get that upgrade for $15, you got to do it right away. But you can take advantage of that and just have Windows 7, and maybe if you wanted to in the future, not sure if you want to upgrade to Windows 8, have that ready for you. So, again, we don't have any Windows 8 preloaded machines, but you can still take advantage of the upgrade program.
All right. Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware joins us on Thursday mornings and talks technology. If you have questions, you can always shoot them to Thomas to answer on the show. Email is computerhardware@khasradio.com, or call in next week during the show. Thomas, if people have any questions during the week, always available to take those questions down at the store.
Yeah, you can check us out. Stop on in 1001 West 2nd Street. We're a block west of Burlington here in Hastings.
All right, Thomas Hyatt, Computer Hardware, joins us every Thursday morning, keeps us up to date on the latest technology, all the new things. Pretty cool. Thanks a lot, Thomas, for stopping in, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Brad.
You've been listening to Ask the Expert with Thomas Hyatt of Computer Hardware in Hastings. Join us again next Thursday morning at 8 after 8 and get your computer problem solved. And as always, if you have a question for Thomas, you can just email it to us, computerhardware@khasradio.com, or visit Computer Hardware just one block west of Burlington on 2nd Street in Hastings.